Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. As I look around, we the realest in the game left.
To all my real niggas, raise your right hand and put your left on your chest and swear to your man.
The words of a real nigga.
Happy Real Nigga Sunday, my niggas. Your boy Provolone Tone the Hood Scholar. Who the fuck is in here?
Yo, it's your boy Tiny here. Fuck you, Charlamagne. Yo, it's your boy Roger.
Yo, it's your boy Metal, aka Superstar T, man. Make sure you get familiar each and every Thursday from 11 to 12, man. We in the building.
It's your boy Bobby Loso.
It's your boy Lobby DM.
Who? The Bogle?
Listen, I want to start this free my nigga tax, nigga. They gave him 500,000 bail.
Didn't think he could pay it.
Then they reversed it on him, right?
Because they got eyewitnesses.
And they got fingerprints on DNA on that gun.
So how y'all feel like this snitching shit? Niggas pointing the fingers. How y'all feel about that? Niggas had this yummy hammers all in the spot. Hammers all crazy.
But then he had Troy Ave taking the gun from the nigga.
Look at that self-defense. Bust
him back. That's not Troy Ave. Troy
Ave. He's
not a pussy.
Depending every nigga you see with a gun, that don't mean
nah, I'm not saying that. Yeah.
Nigga wanna clap a nigga. Some niggas back out here was just a scare. Yeah,
he took that shit and bucked back though.
But this is the thing though. They ain't even charged tax for the murder yet. Nobody charged for that murder yet.
Yeah, tax for that.
You know what I mean?
Nobody getting hit.
So they just got him for the gun charge and he a felon.
They say he got two different gun charges or some shit.
He already on parole.
In the state. Because he bought the gun for somebody in Florida or some shit. And then he a felon and he got the gun put on weapons possession.
He on parole.
I didn't even know niggas didn't know tax was there.
I didn't. That's different. I know people who said that. You're right, bro. Yeah. I don't hold you.
That's bro, I don't even know the nigga.
Well,
if you listen to podcasts and shit and all that.
That nigga's trying to make, like, the question was, like, all right, so if tax mans did it, and
boy, first of all, nigga, you're not trying to tell me, nigga, like anybody that really want to shoot a nigga, shut the fuck up. You know how many times they seen Troy Ave? You know how many times they had money where they could have bought a ticket to that nigga concert?
They just bumped into each other in the venue.
And it was lit like that when you want to buck a nigga in front of all the people. Shut up.
But that's what they did.
That's what happened.
Rest in peace, my nigga Ricky. Right now, boy. No funny shit. And the nigga James, I know the nigga James too.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, guess how many people snitched on the nigga James? Nigga, 125 bitches.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Everybody that was at the fucking barbecue.
I feel like the same shit.
You get what I'm saying?
I feel like there's a bitch that you're probably telling right now.
Yo,
that's
remember when we where Grandma Biscuits was at? Somebody got bodied at that party or some shit like that. Remember,
it was in,
when you smacked me.
Shout out to all the niggas that steam shit and get the fuck away with it. Nigga, that's how you're supposed to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to some of my shooters. Niggas
like know that.
We got a young old
that's what
saying,
the question was
but,
like,
but listen,
tax,
but listen, yeah,
if it wasn't tax.
If it wasn't tax, right? He's sitting up. He's not supposed to snitch. But his mans know that. Tag's doing a lot of shit right now. He moving good.
Mm-hmm.
But if his mans pull that trigger, is he supposed to come in and say, yo, I did this?
And get that
let him, let him go?
Yeah.
You take that body?
And you got to take that body. You got to take that
get
murder.
That body? That's the question.
Once you admit to that gun, nigga, first of all, they're not letting that nigga go. He's a felon.
He's going to do some time.
He's going to do some time.
He's going to do some.
That's the nigga that step up. We need that nigga to step up for that body.
That's what I'm saying. The nigga that's he's supposed to step up for the body.
A nigga and his team supposed to step up for that body.
Take that body.
Because other than that, your man ain't never coming home.
That's a fact.
Yeah, he ain't. Mm-hmm. I don't see that nigga.
Because Tax is doing a lot of shit. He on TV,
up right now.
Podcast, jinking.
He's so, got bullying news.
So you not going to take that body for him if you pull the trigger?
Nope, that nigga better say he ain't do it and swoop him down, he ain't do it.
It don't matter, nigga. If he can't beat the case, nigga, it's over. Somebody gotta take that murder.
My nigga, I ain't gonna hold you. If you go to trial,
do you know how many innocent niggas is in jail right now?
Too bad.
You're
not gonna get it?
My nigga, I didn't tell the people that he did it.
I want you, because you know what's so crazy?
Fuck you.
Niggas say that when they in jail, and you tell a nigga, what's your story? How you got here? Nigga tell you a story, you be like, dickhead. Say that last two parts again?
Yeah.
So how the fuck it wasn't your fault? If you were in the store and try to book niggas in the store.
I know what you're saying, but it's innocent niggas in jail, my nigga.
A couple of niggas, because they're not telling.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I know what innocent niggas in jail.
Is that nigga who really did it supposed to step up for this nigga and say, boom. Say, I'm not in the streets like that, and I'm not hanging out with niggas.
Nigga, that's how I caught my first charge for Chris, stupid ass. 16, remember? up at Dozo. Mm-hmm. Niggas booked the phone. Chris ain't never had no fucking record.
I remember that.
Chris ain't never had no fucking record. The nigga was 13, 14, nigga. Mm-hmm. Yo, Chris, hold the shit down. They gonna let you tell your parents gonna come get you from the precinct. Mm-hmm. Nigga ain't wanna do that. Fuck it. I did it, you know what? Let me go to the precinct.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, nah, it wasn't him. Them niggas said, we don't give a fuck. You his code D. So what the fuck I come for? I kind of let this nigga go to jail by himself. Yeah, and still had to fight the nigga. No, like, I still could have had the same kind of beef. Mm-hmm. Nigga went out, come on. That shit don't make the police do whatever they want.
They swindle you.
The other nigga, because his face is on TV and all that.
They,
right going,
they want him. They high profile.
Nigga, and on top of that, he was a parole that was doing kind of good.
He
nigga,
didn't do it.
He was there.
Bobby Schmurter. Yeah,
they got him, like, clearly that bald spot is him, my nigga. Like, I ain't going to front. That looked like him.
Bobby
Schmurter. And now they got an eyewitness. Well, they said supposedly they got an eyewitness, so.
It's a bitch, man. It's one of the bitches you got.
You watched the video. The bitch saying, I got hit. I'm a lay, mother. I feel like
one of the bitches.
You said right. You gotta get cool with the bitches.
Well, we talking about the snitch bitch.
Cool with the bitches.
We talking about the snitch bitch.
I don't know her name, so her name bitch, nigga.
Basics. We're all trying to act like he holy and sanctified. Man, what's wrong with this nigga, huh? So snitching is no good, period, ever?
I wish it was back in the 90s. You know how much niggas is snitching?
Mm-hmm.
Like, real shit, you know how to one of my niggas would grow up with. You know how that shit
goes. Snitching is valid if it's your man shorty doing some flego shit, you gotta put him on.
I'm about to smack this nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. That's not snitching.
That's putting your man on.
That's snitching.
But that's valid.
That's still valid.
Yeah, but you doing something sleazy, I gotta tell you.
I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. I learned to mind my business, my nigga. Cause a nigga still fuck with that bitch, and you just started.
Not the real rights. Not the real rights.
And even if they still,
you never know. You never know. They still fuck with her. They gonna get their smack off.
My bitch doing some shit. Ain't tell me.
That's crazy. Cause he probably when she doing it with a little dirty ass. Yeah,
maybe.
I ain't gonna front though. Son, told him right though. Sometimes you gotta mind your business.
Nah, nigga, they don't even gotta be me. I like to mind my business.
I know who to mind my business with and who not to mind my business.
But I'm saying I've been in a position where I seen a nigga bitch doing some shit of her and I try to put him on. He got mad at me. It backfires. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So I shit like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that with everybody.
That's what I'm trying to say. A lot of nigga,
look you in the eye like, yo, I asked her.
Want bundles and all this shit? Bitches better take bobbing and weaving class.
Deal with
better take Tabo. A lot of bitches getting beat up.
You think it's said Tabo.
You put your man on, he can still fuck with her, but he might get off. He might get an extravagant.
Do you call that snitching? How about that? You what? Rocky Balboa with your bitch in the house.
Uh-huh. And she called the police on you?
The bitch ain't even call the police. The bitch went home to go cry and tell everybody.
So her brother.
And somebody else told on you.
Her cousin then telling you her uncle outside, nigga, sleeping under garbage and everything. But you never get shot. And you just fuck up with her again. That's an MVP? Or you think she gonna end up snitching on a nigga? Or?
Nah, she ain't tell. She ain't gonna tell.
She never tell.
It's too late now.
I'd rather you tell your family than the police.
Nah, but it was
I'd rather shoot a fair one.
It was a question. Niggas asked, like, if you seen a little 14-year-old girl getting raped or some shit.
Nah, we
you
tell?
Nah, boy.
I'm snitching.
I'm going to try to kill that nigga.
Yeah, I said that too.
Y'all niggas is not fucking tough. How am I keeping it funky? I'm shaking that little bitch right now. I'm calling police anonymously. I'm calling the police. I'm whooping his ass, bro. I feel like I'm violating that nigga. You got shot trying to help this little bitch.
What the fuck? I got shot, nigga, trying to help a little girl. The question, my nigga.
You going to heaven? You can't be shooting me. Listen.
That's what the police get paid for.
I saved her.
The police get paid for what?
They get paid to do their protecting shit. I just told you.
Shut the fuck up. You're just stupid nigga, Rob.
I'm telling
you. Rob said he can't be fucking and trying to shoot at this
nigga. That's raw lies.
Technically, when you're fucking, you shoot, right?
The question.
Are you mad at the old lady up the block for telling that you sell drugs?
Hell yeah.
You know why? Because no funny shit tone has grown up. You know why the old bitch is snitch? Cause you ain't never go take the old bitch garbage out. You ain't help her and shit. You never ask if she needed anything.
You ain't show her the good side of you.
You give her the good side. She know you said the dope.
Yeah, but you I'm just saying, ain't never if offered, you take her garbage and shit out, you show her the good side.
You just ain't never offered the bitch an ice cream cone. Miss Williams, you want ice cream?
You gotta treat her good, so she good.
It's just a respect level. Snitching. You never know that?
Still not cool for her to tell.
What are you talking about, nigga? You ain't do shit for a nigga. You got traffic going in and out, nigga. Shootouts, bang, bang, shoot.
I guarantee
you. That bitch didn't fuck off.
I guarantee if you carry her groceries inside,
nigga, all them drive-bys and niggas shit.
Let me tell you something. You gotta tell me.
I hope it's getting you out of here. Nigga, too much traffic on the block. Niggas shooting, niggas being disrespectful. Yeah, she's telling you. You ain't got no order on your shit. You ain't got no order on your shit. She's snitching.
She's supposed that's black on black crime right there, man.
That's what I'm saying. She not in that type of shit. So if she tell, that's what I'm saying. You can't be mad at
nigga, but her nephew might be in that type of shit. You ain't telling on him.
Well, maybe he is. Nah, old people be telling on they nephews and shit like that. Yeah, niggas' moms would call the police on them if they're not following the protocol.
Tyrone be out there selling that dope.
What
the fuck are you talking about,
nigga? You had to really do something in people for them to get petty and cold.
You selling drugs, nigga. That's what you're doing. That's what they're not feeling.
They don't agree with what you're doing. They don't agree with it.
I
don't
hurt people. I ain't gonna hold you something.
Parents call the boys on them to teach them a lesson or some dumb shit.
You ain't taking care of the family.
Yeah, they ain't gonna
talk to me. Niggas get here, you're good.
Family, man. That's real shit. The family snitching on you. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just don't fuck with her. Everybody don't fuck with her.
What are you talking about, nigga? My brother. Nigga, fuck is you talking about? Nigga, Malcolm suck my dick. Nigga, fuck you talking about? That's one of my brothers. Nigga, you can suck my dick. Nigga, he snitched on my other brother, Alex. Nigga, that's doing 25 to life. Fuck are you talking about? Over why? Because he was hating, nigga. Fuck are you talking about? Nigga, at 11, nigga, I really had a Rolex in my hand. Nigga, a Rolex or Xbox. My stupid ass, give me the Xbox. You know what a fucking rollie is at 11? Nigga, my other brother really snitched on my other brother because nigga was mad. Snicker coming back from down south, taking care of the family, being nigga sneakers, all that. You bozo, nigga, this your brother. Damn, and you was pussy. You the oldest one, pussy.
Some niggas don't
Alex taking care, nigga, not even that. Nigga, my other brother was pinned on. Like, making sure
everybody.
Every time he get flexed on, he coming back up here, wilding on niggas, all that. What did you snitch for? Yeah. What did you snitch for? Nigga, that's what you call real envy. You was a clown, nigga. You would never.
No, that's a fact, though.
You would never get no debt from me, nigga.
He right,
talking
though.
About,
nah, he right, though.
That nigga's not even your brother.
Nigga, even niggas in, nigga in belly, what he say? Oh, I don't like that.
That
nigga was bugging too. That nigga, when you think about it, he wasn't bugging. That was his town. He already knew some of the cops he was fucking with. Mm-hmm. It's like, how the fuck are these new niggas from out of town getting all this stew and I ain't touching shit no more?
So snitching is never justified.
Snitching is never justified. Oh, cool, try to play no funny shit. Respect life.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga Dre.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, yeah, nobody respect that shit. Nobody respect his shit.
Fuck you,
Joe.
Nigga Drake,
don't respect Drake.
3-4 shit. Even though some niggas is falling back, the nigga said a nigga robbed me.
Uh-huh.
Not even physically robbed me. He said a nigga did some swindle shit to me.
Yeah.
Nigga swindled me for half a mil.
Half a mil. Bro.
I ain't never was gonna see that nigga again. But police already knew that nigga name, nigga. Fuck is you talking? I'm gonna bump into this nigga now that I snitched on a nigga.
But that's still not justified.
Nigga, what I'm trying to tell you, this is why nowadays
everybody
niggas is trying to make it making certain snitching wise reason. Nigga, you know we had to dub when our own men's tone.
What you said about
now they try to say snitching is you not snitching is if you telling a nigga to get yourself out of trouble. If you're a regular civilian and you see some shit go down and you tell the police, that's not snitching.
Yes, it is.
You snitching to get yourself out of trouble. That's the basis.
I'm saying,
but hold on. That's the foul shit about snitching. If me and you do dirt and I get caught and I tell on you, that's snitching. If I'm looking out the window and niggas just body a fucking little girl and fucking drive off, I ain't gonna say nothing. But y'all saying you gonna go run down by yourself.
You know what the little girl did? She might just some flag or shit.
Yo, boy. That's not your business. Dumb Italians?
But that's what I said.
Ain't nobody say nothing, ever.
Bro, with the mob and shit?
Yeah, my nigga, they ain't say nothing, ever.
I mean, they said the story with the mob
crazy,
shit was that when they was giving, when they started giving niggas too much time. Originally, niggas was getting 2 years, so everybody was solid because everybody could do 2 years, no problem. They said when that drug shit came into play and niggas started getting real time, that's when niggas started really snitching.
Drug shit, crack shit.
Yeah, that's
that was in that era when niggas was getting caught and niggas was snitching.
At the end of the day, I'm gonna tell you where shit went wrong, man.
Snitches started living?
Facts. A nigga snitch, it locks some niggas up, and he can come back to his town, and the other niggas won't do nothing.
A lot of niggas
died. That's a lot of snitches running around the streets.
Shit went okay, nigga. A nigga, but, a nigga snitch is still doing that.
Nah, but at the same time, right? Nigga, as soon as a nigga get locked up or some shit, niggas automatically assume somebody snitched on them. Like, they throw the snitch shit on somebody ASAP. Like, don't see no paperwork, no nothing. You feel me?
What's going down?
So, they throwing a snitch shit, and niggas getting bodied for no reason. He probably really ain't snitched.
That's a good point, though.
Yeah, that's fucked up, my nigga. Niggas don't see no paperwork, no nothing. As soon as one nigga say, yo, this nigga snitch, and it's throwing around the streets,
some niggas know what they talking about. Like, nigga, you know we had an incident with one of our own mans. Mm-hmm. Real shit, if I didn't know that nigga grandmoms, I would've got him up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't snitch on me. He ain't snitch on one hour, and none of our niggas in our circle, but he couldn't be a part of the circle for a minute.
What are you talking about, nigga?
They on niggas and all that.
But they had the paperwork on the nigga.
Boy, what are you talking about? Niggas was wilding at barbecues and had to stand up for the nigga looking crazy. Yeah, well, I said, boy, I'm not taking this no more. Like, boy, you really labeled as a snitch, nigga.
Once the paperwork, is out there, it's over. It's a dub. Boy, but I'm saying, what about the niggas that don't got the paperwork?
Saying, they gotta be some fact. I'm gonna keep it funky with you, though. I'm gonna keep it real funky with you.
One more time.
My son got in a situation where he got snitched on and no paperwork was out.
Paperwork came out, homeboy?
Feel me? He just lined the nigga up. He sent the nigga somewhere, had the boys go to the same place.
Uh-huh.
He ain't gotta do no paperwork now. Cause it's looked like it's just a
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
So, niggas, it's all type of snitching. You can snitch without paperwork existing. So, you don't never know. You just gotta really trust a nigga instinct.
But that's what I'm saying. That's real snitching, because if you doing dirt and you throw another nigga under the bus, you really doing that. Because if we asked on the Get Familiar shit, if you see a crime that got nothing to do with you, are you going to say something?
You know what's so crazy? You don't, nowadays, nigga, you don't even got the... You don't even get that chance, Bobby. The police pull up, nigga, and something happened in front of your crib and you got cameras, nigga, they not even asking nothing.
They
gonna
arrest your cameras.
Nigga, what you talking about? No, fuck out of here. Them shits don't work,
nigga,
officer.
What you talking about? 3 weeks ago, nigga, after dark, nigga. Nigga, matter of fact,
at the club, hell yeah, they got shot.
No, when my son shot before he got locked up, nigga. Mm-hmm. He was getting crazy, nigga. The bitch at the corner house is the only bitch that got cameras. Nigga, police came through and was asking with a shot. Officer, nah, let me get...
Nah, you don't gotta give that to them, though.
You don't have to give it to them.
Nah, bro, they gonna take it.
A regular civilian that's trying to help.
That's snitching.
Basically, that's snitching.
Nah, what she do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right. But bitch, why you give up that tape? Now, how you know niggas ain't gonna sit somebody
by line? She ain't know.
The old lady on Roger's track.
She ain't know.
Huh?
The old lady at Roger's track.
Oh, yeah, facts.
She ain't really a snitch because she came to Roger and told him straight up, like, yo, there's cameras on my house and they be asking to see you. Take that shit. This way.
That she ain't snitching. She telling you to take this shit to fuck out.
Nah, because when they come ask.
The cameras is there for that. She just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Roger's so polite that.
But I'm saying, she putting you on game, nigga.
That means I'm letting you know, oh, nigga, you could go to jail.
Yeah, fact.
I don't have to say nothing.
And just know she fuck with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so simple as that, yeah. I condone any type of snitcher.
No. But that's what I'm saying.
That's the question
that I was going to ask. Like, all right, so.
So a hard-working person, you feel me?
Snitching.
Mind your business, my nigga.
I swear to God, in New York City, niggas do not mind this.
If I see a 14-year-old,
what are you talking about? Rape. Niggas won't. Niggas ain't even got a snitch no more.
Go help the little bitch. Yeah, don't call the police. I didn't say don't do nothing about it. I said don't call the police.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to say nowadays niggas ain't even snitching, Bobby. Niggas is doing this.
That's the same thing, right? That's just as good. That's just as good.
But yeah. I don't do none of this. I don't never have my shit out.
Nah, it's everywhere.
I wish I had some good shit. Never see me no world star. Like, I never got my phone out. I'm 50, nigga.
That shit, when I picked the nigga out, you know how many views I would've had?
What?
When that nigga ran down on the car,
we dragged that nigga out the shit. But that was before shit was lit, though. That's
I ain't gonna hold you, though. I'll tell you the story why I don't record no more. Now I was in like 8th grade, son. 9th grade. No, I was 9th grade.
I think I remember the story.
And one of the little homies from the town, his sister got into some beef with the other homie's sister.
You remember?
I had the camera that my grandfather bought me a camera. I had the big camera. I'm talking like the old school flip out. You feel me? Tape. I'm recording everything, nigga. Meetings, gang meetings, nigga. I was recording everything, nigga. Get off the school bus, nigga. Got the camera in the book bag, nigga. Woo! I already know what's going down. Bitches start fighting. Bang! Nigga start jumping. Bitches start jumping his sister. Feel me? They fucking his sister up, so he jump in. So the older homies, see homie snuff his sister. At that point, nigga, I don't give a fuck how old you is, nigga. You put your hand on my sister, my nigga. These niggas whooped his ass, my nigga. I tell you, they broke bones in his face. The nigga got up, his face was all bleeding. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'm zooming in on the nigga's face. Oh, shit, son. Yo, boo, boo. Yo, the nigga walk of shame. My nigga, oh, nah, you wild. So, you know, I'm hype. I got this in the hood. Hey, yo,
you showing it up? You selling the tape?
Yo, and I tell you, these niggas came to my crib 20 deep.
The nigga that committed the crime, you got the nigga, give me that camera.
We flipping in your crib, nigga. Like everybody's it getting it. You not getting me locked up. The whole hood talk about how you walking around. Ever since,
oh, that touch some shit. You got your ass.
I never do that shit again, nigga. I said, nah, you will never kiss me before.
That's funny.
That nigga came to my crib.
You ever got told on?
God, his grandmother was literally came to our crib.
But I got that. Oh, same question though.
You got told on?
Did I get told on?
I did.
Hell yeah, my little brother told on me for lighting matches. My grandfather was on my body. Thank you.
Yeah, I did that. But this is what he told me. He said, you never see your brother again.
What the fuck you want me to do, nigga? I love my brother, nigga. What the fuck you talking about, nigga?
You never see your brother again, nigga. I learned my lesson. I never do it again because my brother mad at me to this day.
Fuck you mean?
I ain't going to. I'm going
to
just go without saying.
I'm your mother listening to this podcast with his lying ass. Modest nigga piss whole ass through the window. Ain't nobody shoot at us. I said, your boy, this shit happened like on a Saturday. Raw shit was fixed, boy, man. I said, how the fuck are you? I told mommy niggas was shooting at us, boy. We had to get up out of there. Oh, you was a foul,
nah, nigga. I went and swindled the nigga over there on Liberty and like, nah, my nigga, we gotta get this for a cheap price, my nigga.
Nigga, whole ass, boy.
The worst part about that, boy had on white drawers that night. So
his mom was worried. She said, oh my God, what happened? Your ass like, is bleeding.
He feels like they were dirty.
Bobby, what you were saying, though?
Nah, I was talking about the other shit. Did I get snitched on? Yeah, I got snitched on with some bullshit. On some nonsense bullshit. I ain't getting into that shit. All my shit still open, so I don't bothering with none of this shit. My nigga,
fuck that nigga snitched on me to fuck my bitch.
That's crazy.
Oh, that happens.
That's
all the way around the world.
That's
we don't know still to this day. A nigga might be.
Yeah, nigga telling on you right now.
I ain't gonna lie.
Niggas got the podcast ready to listen.
I snitched on my son Caron because I was. Yo, boy, I never forget to think about Ziggy. What story, Raw?
About Ziggy?
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened?
Boy, niggas gotta be like 12. shout out to my nigga Taj. I was just talking to him about this other day. Yo, boy, we throwing shit in the alley. Kitchen car. Mm-hmm. Bow, throwing rocks, eggs, mad shit. Mm-hmm. So limo come through, we rocking that shit. Bow, 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 this shit stop. Mm-hmm. Boy, I swear to God, about time the nigga reversed and came back, Corey was down the whole fucking alley. I don't know where the fuck Todd went. I said, oh, it's over. I take off time, I made it three houses down. Fuck that, I'm going in the show. I'ma lay right here by this bush. This nigga's not gonna see me. The nigga woke me up, get your ass up. So, I'm like, huh? What happened, sir? No, it was not me. It was Karan. So I'm thinking the guy, nigga, me in the alley. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking the guy gonna be like, you know what, I ain't gonna walk through this alley. Uh-huh. All right, go to fuckhead. That nigga said, so come on, we going to Karan's house. You damn right we going to Karan's house. And my home gonna fuck me up, we going to this nigga, I take you to my crib, nigga. You know, Lou, that bitch probably say, you know what, keep the nigga with you.
Facts.
You ain't coming back in this shit. We going to Karan. Karan stay with his grandparents. fuck you talking about? This nigga ain't gonna get in trouble. We get to the front of that nigga crib. I don't know where the fuck Karan was at, but that nigga grandfather dead ass lied for him. I'm the only snitch ass nigga out there. The fucking granddaddy yelling at that, yeah?
But from that day, you probably never talked again, right?
Boy, that nigga Karan was like, yo, boy, dead ass. I said, yo, boy, you wasn't gonna get in trouble. Like, you stay with your grandparents. Nigga, like, they don't care. Nigga, you said, yo, boy, the nigga asked his grandfather. Grandfather said, who?
Yo, listen. Come listen, on, don't let me out. No, no, no. This nigga Roger, right? We out here at the summer school. It's like 8th grade. We walk in, it's me, Bobby.
I ain't snitch, nigga.
No, chill, chill. Chill. Nah, he ain't snitch. He ain't snitch. We throwing rocks at Chris. Knocking the niggas' windows and shit. But he fat. He can't keep up. Niggas bucking ass on him, right? He try to say, I'm not coming out here no more. Y'all niggas, niggas going to tell on me. We ain't doing nothing to me. We ain't about to snitch on this nigga. He just can't keep up. So he think if niggas get, if he get caught, come on, tell you, nigga. You got caught, nigga.
Nigga try to say I snitched on fucking Steph. When he was shooting the BB gun at the nigga, Rock Pops is sitting in the window watching him. Like, shooting the BB gun at some nigga. Yeah, shooting. Shit. He ain't hit nothing. Just standing there. So we tried to go to the nigga crib. His pops came to the door like, what was that noise? Like, what was that?
BB guns make noise?
I was standing there. It did. He was watching. Yeah, he was watching.
You got told him?
Me?
Yeah. You told on somebody? Keep it up.
I told you that, but I didn't know I was telling what I was telling.
Nah, they was just making. Nah, they was just making sure you wasn't going to get them indicted and shit.
Nigga, but I was somewhat. I was walking around the hood with that shit. Like, you had the, boy, son.
You had the juice. You had the juice.
I had the from on the school bus to the shit and this shit.
All right, so Kai's a question.
Hold on, which is that, bro?
Yo, niggas was riding bikes stealing caps.
Oh my God.
This is one time I snitched, but. This is a legit good snitch, though.
Yeah, legit good
I'm snitching
snitch.
On the homie, but the homie snitching back on me, so we playing my games.
Oh, yeah, snitch yeah, yeah. It's me and my son, Butter, on the back of on the bike. He riding me. I'm on the peg.
Pause.
I'm on the pegs, nigga. Come on. Relax.
Focus. This is what I'm trying to say.
Boy said he riding me.
Hey, yo. And I said on the pegs. Come on, relax. Rolled on the back of somebody on the pegs. What are you talking about?
Riding.
And then there's some old upper nigga. then there's some old upper nigga on the bike by itself. Niggas is on Linden stealing caps off of Jamaican nigga cab shit. That's some bullish fire shit, my nigga.
You know that.
This nigga pull up on us, going crazy, my nigga.
You got stole his caps already?
Yeah nigga, we got the caps. We on our way home.
But that nigga in the V though, we on bicycle.
He speed up on us. So he stopped them, we keep going. He like, Rod and him like, nah, they stole the caps. So now we on bikes, he can't catch us, right? He pull up on us. He like, yo, where my fucking caps? Like, nah, them niggas got it. So he go back to them niggas. Like, we fucking with this nigga. We just going back and forth. So this nigga just gave up and we just went home. It was over. Like, but that, I guess
we caught the nigga the last time. One nigga who no homo wasn't riding nobody.
Oh, yeah, he went home by himself.
Off home. We so, like, yo, that nigga.
He got
that
it.
That nigga by himself, that's the nigga that got it.
He got it.
We ain't know the nigga like that, so that's the perfect nigga. He got them shits, my nigga.
Nah, I got snitched on one time too, son. Last time, I was in 8th grade. I brought razor blades to school.
So fuck you have razor blades for?
I don't know. I just rebel. I was a rebel.
You probably had to use his mouth too.
Well, your mother, my grandmother used to have she used to have a double side razor blades and cut the desk on her feet. I took this shit.
Yo, this is before the pet eggs.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
That's crazy.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
Oh my god.
So I'm in school with the shits, nigga, in grade. We get arts and crafts.
I was about to get somebody's.
Oh shit. And she tell me I gotta draw a picture. I've been in school tying strings to razor blades, making nunchucks and shit.
This nigga's crazy.
I'm in class swinging the shits. You feel me? I dropped the shits on the floor. So as I pick them up, she see me pick them up. She's like, what's that? I said, I don't know. I found these shits under the radiator heater. So she take them from me, call the principal, boom, boom. I'm like, yo, so I'm telling my friend, like, yo, my nigga, son, you don't know nothing about those. We found those. But this nigga wrote a whole letter on me, told her how I brought him to school, made this shit, all that. trying to get me expelled.
They tried to snitch on me in school. They tried to tell the teacher I was raping a girl.
Whoa!
Why did not?
I'm gonna take this one.
They did that.
But he wasn't really doing that.
I wasn't even doing that.
I did not snitch.
I was behind the staircase.
Don't play like that.
Shorty had on like a little dress or whatever. So you know, in middle school, you just messing around. I'm picking up. I'm wilding. I'm playing. Whatever. So then she falling, so she's screaming, but we playing, she falling down on the floor, so she screaming like, ah, whatever. So as soon as I step from behind the staircase, it's a teacher walking, and all these niggas is like, he raping her. So I look crazy because she pulling on my shirt trying not to fall.
Her shirt all fucked up.
She getting up off the floor fixing her skirt, and I'm standing, he like, what are you doing? I'm like, he like, stay right there. I look at the door. I just booked out that school. Boom. Just booked. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is wild. Y'all about to shit me in real trouble. What are you doing? I'm like, she came from behind the thing fixing herself. I'm like, oh, he's like, stay right there. I'm like, yeah, I was gone.
That ain't even funny. I ain't gonna hold you. Now, my last time being snitched on, though, I touched this girl butt in school. Niggas dated me, touch her butt like on some wood shit.
Oh yeah, we used to do that.
I touched her butt. Jasmine McDonald. For a fact. I just touched her ass, nigga. Them niggas told her that bitch came up to me in the hallway and said, you touched poopo. Poopo's dick. Oh. Wow, bust my lip. I was tight. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, damn, I can't hit this bitch. But I wanted to hit her so bad, but I couldn't hit her. Because I was not trying to get suspended. Not in sixth grade.
My brother told me when I saw my pops getting crazy.
Yeah, I knew this was coming.
I was going to say it.
But go ahead.
My pops getting crazy, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Being dirty ass trying to listen.
No.
What type of getting crazy you're talking about?
Catching that.
He was getting crazy.
Okay.
I was trying to help this little nigga. Oh, man. My little man's get some cookies.
He wants some cookies.
So this little dickhead, I tell him, yo, I pick him up so he can turn the knob. I knew not to do it. So my dumb ass picked the little nigga up and let him do it. Boom. Like, me and the little nigga damn near fall into the room. Man. My pops is like, crazy, but he said, he said, Ron, I'm gonna fuck you up.
But how I'ma snitch? If he seen you.
You know, nigga, he was just saying that. Nigga, you know you told
me. But he seen you. How I'ma snitch if he seen you?
He didn't know it was me. He ain't know which one of us it was.
He said your name.
Yeah, because I
was. The fuck are you talking about, nigga? The fuck are you talking about, nigga? No, nigga, he seen you and the little nigga in the door staring at him, dig out. Yeah, like, he's the fuck you talking about.
Dirty ass like this.
All I probably said was, I don't know. I didn't do it. You feel me?
Man, I snitched on the nigga. Fuck out of here. Meadow, you got snitched on?
Hell yeah.
Yo, nigga snitched on Tom for selling niggas fake jerseys in middle school.
They ain't never told me for that. I got bread for that.
He saw a nigga in a jersey that said Chambers.
I never did that. Anything I saw was fishy looking, nigga. Fuck, I'm gonna sell a nigga Chambers jersey, nigga. That nigga, he just bought it for some booty, nigga, like some wild African nigga.
You said jersey said Chambers.
For me?
Yeah.
When I went to school? Yeah. I said I had throwbacks.
No, you tell niggas those shit was official right now?
No, like, if I sell you a Chamberlain jersey, it's going to say Chamberlain. It's not going to say Chambers, my nigga.
That was really OD.
That's OD, my nigga. I just said I had throwbacks. I didn't say it was real or fake, nigga.
But snitching on your brothers is cool. It's not saying it's cool, but to the parents' side, because my mom's a shit. My brothers used to fuck up. She try to tell you, like, lock niggas out and shit. Don't let them niggas back in the crib when they come while she go to work. So I'm sitting there like, you really think I'm going to leave these niggas outside and shit like that? They knocking on the door, banging on the door and all that shit. So I used to fucking let them in shit, but niggas get in trouble for that. You trying to make me lock my brothers out? What the fuck wrong with
that
you?
That's snitching on.
The snitch when they come in, when Mama Duke's come in there and ask you who let you in here.
What the fuck you doing in my house? I'll be there telling my mom, I'm outside. Somebody must have left the door unlocked. You just left the door?
So then that's my question.
It's
a scenario question that I said before. So like, all right, so niggas is not with talking to the police and not snitching. So let's say you in the mall and you standing there, it's crowded mall. Nigga got a silencer. He shoot a bitch in the head or whatever.
What you talking about? I'm just telling that nigga like, yo boy, I seen you. As long as you don't hit me. shoot that nigga over there too. I'm trying to get that nigga back. Shoot that bitch too. I want a pocketbook.
But I'm saying he shoot the nigga or whatever, or he shoot somebody. They laid out. Now you see, or let's say it's something, a little girl or something, where you really feel involved.
Stop saying little girls, man. Little girls is crazy, man.
It's not crazy.
Every day, though.
Nah, listen, it's not crazy because if niggas, hold on, let me finish. It's not crazy because that's the only way for niggas to really say whether or not they're gonna say something. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga blames somebody with a silencer or whatever. Right, nigga said they're not snitching. They're not talking to the police. That's what everybody's saying. So, nigga blame a little girl, whatever, in the mall. Got the silencer. He tuck it. He walking away. The police is running down. He walking right past the police. The police is going to aid to the little girl. Right. Nobody's saying nothing. Y'all talking about run down on the nigga with a ratchet.
I get what you said.
So you're not saying
nothing. Listen, I'm okay. Keep it funky.
You saying something?
Hell no.
I'm not gonna shoot
okay.
you. Boy, I'm not gonna lie. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You can shoot me too.
You can say something and I'm going. I'm in the parking lot, but that nigga.
Fuck you talking about the parking lot, nigga.
Yo!
The nigga ex military nigga. So why your dumb ass thought you was gonna make it to the parking lot? You was talking about the officer that's in my thing, nigga. Shot like this. All four of them, your dumb ass trying to shot you in your leg just to make it. Oh, you stupid motherfucker, you understand?
You trying to help?
Yo! But what else you supposed to do? Like, let's
he walked. I don't know why he shot his daughter. This nigga's empire.
I don't watch that shit.
She ended up telling her nigga she tried to Peter the little rapping bitch.
Jamal ended up getting that bitch out of jail.
Yeah.
After she shot him.
So is that snitching? And that nigga know her, his pops killed that bitch.
Yeah. He the one who told her.
Yeah, real shit.
That the nigga killed your pops.
That's what happened though.
I'm gonna keep it fucking with you though. That's why he got shot.
Cause
his stupid ass soul.
Yeah, but to be honest, if niggas say, yo, you gotta mind your business, that's why a lot of niggas, reckless niggas with the hammer, continue to body innocent people because the communities wanna. That's funny, you know what I'm saying, but that's just facts, my nigga. I'm not gonna hold you, I'm gonna keep it real, that shit ain't for all these other crowds I don't give a fuck about.
But if a little bitch getting raped, I'ma call like a hotline nigga at this thing.
Go help her, nigga.
Yeah, stop calling, my nigga. You sore?
It's not sore. It don't got nothing to do with that.
You can't do nothing for it. You beat him up, he's raping another bitch tomorrow, nigga. He's not going
nowhere. No. The ass whooping you lay on him?
No, nigga. It does not matter, my nigga.
Listen,
he need to be off the street.
I got it. Listen, I got the answer. I got
the answer. Off the street for 90 days. I catch a nigga. Ass whooping I got for niggas.
I'm not jumping. I'm not playing with time. The time it takes you to be calling somebody, this is my thing. I'm gonna call the cheese bus police. Let me tell you, the pussy. I'm gonna call the cheese bus police. You talking about, I want more coming. Somebody, the little bitch. Somebody, the little bitch. You like, hold on, girl, they coming. Somebody said you couldn't do nothing. I'm calling the cheese bus police. Nigga, that's like saying I see demon or Bobby getting jumped. I'ma call Tone.
No, nigga, get involved. So why you can't call Tone and get involved? How you do that?
You gotta get a popping.
Call a nigga.
You already get your ass whooped. There ain't no time to be fucking calling a nigga.
I'm going to boop, boop,
boop, boop. But we saying, what is getting popping really doing?
You sound like my other man. Shout out to my son-in-law.
I'm not calling nobody. I want me some. I'm not calling niggas, my nigga. I'm on it. I'm on it. So
I was got the ass whooped that night by Jack.
Not me.
Nah, I wasn't out there. I know what he talking about. I wasn't out there that night. That was in that party and shit.
Shout out to my son, Pup. My son had to get in the ambulance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to my son. Come on, them niggas been on. Nigga, you heard? Yeah. My son Rail, always told me he was going to get help. From where? We don't know. We don't know.
Nah, I'm not saying
he
that.
He said he was
I'm
fighting not... too. No, we don't know. His clothes look the same. Him and Chris had me tight. Told my yo boy, it was crazy. Exactly. How was it crazy?
Yeah, where was you at, right? There.
We just left. Yeah, that's a fact.
Coming there.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, we was coming up there and then that shit happened. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, all the ambulance and all that shit.
Wait, hold on.
If you with niggas and your mans don't scrap, how that play out?
What are you talking about? We whooping your ass. After we get these four niggas, I'm gonna say, yo, Tone, Bobby,
listen,
this nigga don't help with your fucking nigga. Listen, Tone, Bobby, watch how fast I can finish these niggas
and get to
just so we can fuck him up if he don't help.
Now, that's a fact.
And on top of that, I'm gonna wait till we get caught.
Is there rules to that? You know what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck up.
Sometimes niggas got their own.
Bite a nigga. You got to, my
nigga. Shout out to my little nigga. Shout out to my little nigga. Just get involved. I don't like
some ass whooping.
That's it.
Chris is my nigga. That's my little bro. I watched a little nigga grow up. No funny shit, nigga. I'll never forget this shit, nigga. My first baby mom's at this fucking party on Merrick.
And that Vegas Lewis.
I fucking get there.
You talk about at the,
that little bullshit they had.
That's when the niggas ran up on us the same night.
Yeah, facts. Boy, I get there. I'm chilling in front of this shit, chilling. Now, my first baby mom's, bitches start wilding on her. Ain't know she with me like, fuck out of here, bitch. Oh, y'all got this shit fucked up. Who the fuck is y'all bitches talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Tiny, who you talking to like that? Y'all bitches. Because apparently y'all niggas ain't know. Oh, fuck out of here, Tiny. I can brand new as a rap for you. Oh, bitch, you bugging. You must not know this is my hood. Bitch, get in the Jeep.
Yeah,
nigga, the expedition had niggas. Boy, when I say niggas kept, got out the backseat. The trunk. Nigga, I swear to God, I thought a nigga came from under the hood, you know? It was like 15 of us to hop out of that shit, you know? Boy, we got on Melon. When I say nigga, I don't give a fuck, everybody got it popping. Chris was fighting three bitches. Boy, they was fucking him up. Boy. I was like, Chris, do your thing. Nigga, get the bitches off you, boy.
I remember
but
that.
But everybody got to do something.
Always is some shit. That's the same night. They ran down on us.
Hey, no. You always is some fuck that night. Fuck this nigga had me at Roy Wiggles. I bring my brother come from down south, nigga.
Yeah.
We pull up on this nigga, y'all out of town.
Yeah,
we pull up on Tiny Coke. We in the alley, we getting high, we chilling. We go to the party at Roy Wiggins. This nigga battling. He battling. Next thing you know, just suck my dick, nigga. Fuck out of here. Boom, boom, boom. Come outside, nigga. What's up? What's up, nigga? Suck my dick, nigga. What the? Yo, D-Boy, you got me right now. Fuck you, nigga. I'm outside, nigga. I don't know who on Tiny side. Who against us?
I'm just making sure.
My brother, yo, my nigga. Yo, you wild. Yo, chill, my nigga. Don't say nothing, man. Whoever he swing at, that's who he swing at, my nigga. Tiny, yo, yeah, what's up, son? I'm out here with my niggas. Yo, my niggas, I don't know who to fight.
Your mans is supposed to help
you. I might still be a man.
Nah, listen, it don't even gotta be your mans.
What are you talking about? Shout out to my other mans. Nigga, you talking about niggas' mans and stuff? Shout out to my son Ray Sean, nigga, my son Rich. Nigga, we wilding in the city. Nigga, we brawling so crazy. Nigga, my son Rich went to go pop on a nigga. Ray Sean put him on his ass. And then turned around and said, oh, boy, my fault.
Now, that's what I'm saying. If we were not together on a certain night, we all got to get it popping, my nigga. If I'm out with you, we got to get it popping.
Tone took that Henny bottle for a nigga.
That's a fact, my nigga.
Tone took that Henny bottle.
Cause I was wild.
That wasn't no
I didn't check
shit.
My surroundings.
That was the shit in the city.
But it was go time.
I was throwing the chairs, but yeah, boy, I didn't know what was wrong with me. Boy, I was just walking by the bar, just grabbing shit, throwing it. Grab. I'll never forget that shit, nigga. A nigga must have just bought that rosé. That nigga ain't let... Boy, when I say I was just on some ignorant shit, I was by the bar, really. I just bottles, nigga, throwing bottles, glass cups, shot glasses.
You probably done hit Tone, nigga.
Nah. I know, I'm making sure all my niggas on this side.
Oh, okay.
On this side of the room. I don't give a fuck about what bitches over there. All the bitches we know, you better be staying over here. Niggas want to flex now. Everybody's getting
now. That's a fact. All I'm saying is, if I go out with you that night,
it's cold.
I'm throwing them with you. If I don't know you like that, I know you with my mans, I came with my mans, and you getting in some shit, I'm in there with you. That's how I got my shit fucking cracked, because I with niggas.
Shout out to Roger getting niggas snuffed.
We didn't even do that.
You better with the bitch.
You ain't know what I'm trying to tell you, because when it goes down, a nigga will punch the nigga closest to him. And that might be one of your mans, and this dumb nigga ain't even on point like this.
Wait, 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 wait. I got shot up the Spanish niggas that popped through niggas in the same night in different locations.
That's a fact.
Those niggas helped me.
Let's not get into all this though, because we talking about some snitches here. We could get into all this other niggas getting a popping and shit like that.
That's the time we should have called the police.
Nah, I wasn't calling that nigga should have called the police. That nigga was poked up.
See, y'all niggas was playing fat. Once a nigga poked me, nigga, and I still could walk. Oh, any Spanish nigga I see for the night, I'm slapping the shit out of him.
Now, we ain't know, though, boy. We ain't know.
Know.
I'm slapping the shit out of
him. They done poked him up and came over there and popped on me and Raw.
Oh, shit.
Swear to God.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah, we going out. We going to tell his story, and then we leaving. We going to sign out after this shit.
We should have called a fucking police.
It's Raw's birthday, my nigga. We don't even know. They doing their own thing. We over here.
We were supposed to be with them.
Yeah. Facts. They doing their own thing.
Bouncer's like, yo, y'all three, y'all got hats on. Y'all got sneakers on. Yo, just go that way. Just go that way. He's like, all right, fuck it. So the niggas go down the street. We ran into some bitches from school that we knew. There's like, yo, there's a party down the street. We're like, where? Fuck it, we going over there. We go there, we pop bottles. Niggas having a good time. This nigga D-Man put bitches in headlocks.
I get OD smack. I'm drunk. This nigga
put bitches in headlocks.
I think I was drinking Patron, Henny, Ciroc.
That shit was
fucking
crazy.
Barbay. Devil Spring, I'm just, whatever you get my way, I'm drinking this shit, nigga.
That bitch ain't even help me.
My nigga.
This nigga fucking
I see a Spanish nigga outside. I see a Spanish pussy. Bitch outside.
That's it.
The bitch like, yo, like, she's trying to slaughter me. Bitch, you crazy. You stupid. You know you dumbing right now. Like, nah, you bugging, bitch. Bring your ass over here. The nigga, yo, that's my bitch. My nigga, fuck you and your bitch. I can suck my dick, nigga.
Yo,
it's crazy.
At that point in time, some bitch, yo,
this nigga crazy. What's up, man?
Bitch come inside, so she like, yo, D-Man outside arguing with some nigga. I'm like,
wait. So,
fuck, like, this nigga arguing.
So the Spanish nigga, though, he don't know what to do. He go across the street, and like 20 niggas across the street. He go talking. I'm drunk, nigga. Up.
I realized it was 20 niggas in front of me. Hit him. He dropped. I was behind me. I see D-Man is running to a group of 20 niggas.
Nigga,
I'm like, yo, D-Man running. Yo, I got to go
nigga,
the street.
The nigga fighting Jamie.
Yo, I swear to God. So
fighting Jamie.
I pick this nigga up and say, yo, D-Man.
That nigga Ned ran to the car. He drove on the wrong side of the road.
That's it, boy.
All that would have
get in the car.
Nigga said, yo, get in the car.
Boy, jump in the car. Boy.
Wait.
But listen, after that happened, right? We leaving the shit, me and Raw, bitches, whatever, whoever we was with, right? Some nigga, same fuck, had to be the same 20, 30, 40 poppy
niggas. It was deep, boy, I'm telling you.
Bump Raw, so you know Raw talking his shit to this nigga now, right?
That nigga started on me.
Yo, listen.
Yo, all that.
Listen. Oh, swear to God. Yo, these niggas already riled up and mad, right? So Raw popping shit to this nigga. So Raw talking, it's like Raw and three. Niggas. Bro. Like three niggas. So some other little nigga, I'm popping shit to this nigga. Like, fuck you talking about? That's my bro, nigga. I fuck you up, right? I must have blinked. Next thing I know, it's 20 niggas around this nigga. I said, oh my God.
You gotta go across the street, though.
I'm popping this nigga. Boom! Next thing I know, they on my ass. Tear me up, nigga. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's exactly what happened.
So they came through gangster. Like, I swear to God, it's like,
them niggas is like, King or
something. They was like, jumped up, caught the
damn thing. That shit was initiated.
I ain't gonna lie, it was crazy that
day. Wilding them out. I'm like, oh, these niggas can't fight if she got him like that. No, I start getting crazy.
They wild on me. I was tight, though.
That nigga fucked me.
Nah, I ain't gonna front, though, bro.
What the fuck is the name of that place?
Who
Where you at with the bottle?
I don't know.
So basically, long story short.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. At the end of the day, don't tell. And if you out with your niggas, you better fight or they gonna jump your fucking ass.
Ain't no stitching. Get stitches.
That's your boy Provolone Tone, a.k.a. the Hood Scholar, my nigga.
Yo, free back page, you heard?
Free back page, yo.
Shut time for back page lives matter, you heard?
That page lives matter. That's Roger. That's how Roger signed up, my nigga.
Dirty nigga, man.
Bobby Loso, I'm out of here.
It's your boy, YBDM.
Yo, it's your boy, Superstar T, a.k.a. Middle, man. Make sure you tune in and Get Familiar Radio each and every Thursday, 11 to 12. We in the building.
Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. And I don't give a fuck about it. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. And I don't give a fuck about it.
Being real is the greatest glory of life. Fake niggas never tell a story the same way twice.
Lil' Rima died trying to steal a victory, nigga.